702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Let's come up with what's gone viral. Viral content. Viral content. Oh, gosh.
Content?
See, I'm not content with my weight content.
Yo, you're still thinking of that 60 kilos lighter look but of yours.
Dude, huh? I would love to just, I would love to be 60, but I probably could lose even 60 at the rate I'm going. Kabazela, no. Let's stay with the weight theme. Will Smith, the worst. Can I please have Will Smith's worst shape?
Yeah, so when I looked at the photo as well, I was like, he doesn't look too bad, but he does have a small mkaba that's starting to form there. So he posted a picture of himself, I think it was 2 days ago, saying that he's in the worst shape of his life. And it was just him there in some short little briefs and, you know, posing. And people came out and said, no, you don't look that bad. You're Will Smith. You can get it. You can go to any weight you want to, et cetera, et cetera. Now he's just posted another video of himself. Picture of himself in a gown and whatnot. And what he's going to do is he's going to document his weight loss journey with YouTube. There's a whole series that's coming up. So he clearly put on some weight during lockdown, and now he wants to get rid of it. So it might be an interesting one to watch for a little bit of motivation to sort of focus on your own health journey over the next couple of weeks. But looking at that survey that's also been reported on news this morning with Tara, you know, 44% have picked up between 2 and 5 kilos.
Yeah.
15% are 6 to 10 kilograms heavier, and 4% gained an extra 10 kilograms during lockdown. Now, it was a terrible time for all of us during lockdown, and some, you know, we were emotional eaters, and you turn to food to help you get through it. So I want to know this morning, besides what you've asked, you know, in terms of how much you've put on, what was that one go-to food that you just found yourself during lockdown eating and turning to, you know, when you felt like, I just want to go outside, or I want to go do something, and you couldn't, you just turned to that food item and it gave you some comfort. What
curry
was it?
And dumplings. I had it this weekend. It was cold, and I fear, Kabazela, what this winter is going to do to me. I fear.
Goodbye, 60 kilos dream.
Go away. I'm on Instagram looking at Will Smith. He's posted yet another, it's kind of like a boomerang type video where he's now completely in his shorts. You can see his mkaba hanging out. And he says, this is the body that's carried me through an entire pandemic and countless days grazing through the pantry. I love this body, but I do want to feel better. So he says, no more midnight muffins. This is it. So for him, it was obviously midnight muffins. So what's the food that's piled on those kilos for you? And what's your plan? As I say, I've joined a new gym, and I'm hoping to really, really get into exercising. And obviously, and I think once you start on an exercise routine, it just becomes that much harder to eat badly. Talk to me, Kabazela, baby's first word.
Yes, so for any parent, I imagine the moment that the little bundle of joy speaks its first words is a really magical moment in the house. But sometimes when they speak their first words, you know, maybe it's not what you anticipated or thought it would be, and you get surprised. And this is what happened to these parents who were sitting at the breakfast table with their little one. The little one was sitting on the dad's lap, and the mother across from the table, and she said, "Say mama, say mama." And the little one said mama, but not in the voice that you expect a little toddler to say. So let's take a listen to this baby's first words.
Yeah, Jacob, do you say mama?
Mama. Mama.
What?
Mama. Mama.
Oh, gosh, it sounds like a monster, doesn't it?
Mama.
Mama. Yesterday was May the 4th. I don't know if the kid or the dad was watching Darth Vader, but Mama would have freaked you out, right?
All right, we'll have a look at those. Kabazela posts those videos every day on his Twitter handle at Jono Lounge. You can find it on Twitter, and I retweet them as well. You can have a look at those. That's what's gone viral with Kabazela.